Welcome to Home I Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's episode is sponsored by Primark for Pennies, and Pennies got you covered this winter season. Whether you're searching for the perfect Christmas jumper for a family dinner or glitz and sparkle for a glam night out, they have got you covered with everything.
Step into Christmas nights out with sparkly two pieces, must-have dresses, footwear, they have accessories, bags, clips, earrings, you name it.
Bows.
You're going in there and you are sorted for Christmas from head to toe.
New Year's.
We love.
Jahan, everything.
All the sparkles and all for New Year's.
All the sparkles. Including the Rita Ora collection as well, of course, which features luxe fabric, satin finishes, lace fur, and the colour of the season, of course, burgundy. Head to Penny's today to discover your winter wardrobe essentials. So Rant of the Week is where we get to give out about something that's happened to us recently, something that's just gotten under our skin. Grindigger is something that makes no sense sometimes, and a first world problem, so anything. And mine is, I think I've actually ranted about this before, and I don't know if it's very niche.
It's the worst pins and needles of my life. Where? My leg.
Your leg.
I tell you about when I used to get pins and needles in my arms. I used to put my arm on the radiator and pour water over.
Yeah, you did, and I was confused.
I was too.
Why would you do it?
I have no idea.
So you can feel something, like.
Yeah, I just thought it would make my arm like wake up again or something.
What is pins and needles?
I don't know. I actually have no idea, but I cannot. There's my rant.
Pins and needles.
Oh my, I can't stand it. And you can't move. Like, I'm just.
Yeah, apparently it's really dangerous if you walk, if you have a dead leg, because you actually can like fall and break your leg. Because you can't actually feel anything.
Not really good. But anyway, sorry, girl. Rant of the week.
Pins and needles.
No, you're not
mine. Mine is, I think I've ranted this before, but I was in getting food through the day, and it was like a little takeaway place that you could just grab your stuff. I wanted to eat there. But this man was on the phone, and like, he was the loudest person I've ever heard in my whole life. I had to leave.
No.
His voice was booming around the place. I could hear his thoughts.
Do you not think that they're like aware of how loud they're talking?
My dad and brother are like him. I can't even, like,
really?
Yeah, they're so loud.
They, like, in public and all, like.
Oh my God.
Stop.
Pain. When I used to live there, I could hear them from every corner of the house. And it's like a real boom and voice, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
If you can't hear them, you can hear like their voice still going.
You just hear the undertone.
The undertone, like, yeah. And I had to leave. And I was like,
did you give him a dirty look?
Not really.
Oh.
But he was just, and then he rang up and then he called someone else. I'm like, stop calling me.
Like, just wait until you're in the car.
Yeah.
Or just like, wait until you're outside.
And he wasn't even like, he was pure facing towards the whole restaurant. It was like, it wasn't even like he was like, you know, when you turn around.
Yeah, yeah, trying to be quiet. Like.
He was faced towards the other end, and all I could hear was that. Couldn't hear my own thoughts, I could hear his.
No. So I don't like when I see people on the phone and they're at a till.
I hate that. So rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like having a full blown conversation at a till.
Yeah.
It's like, phone out for three
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, whatever. Sorry. And they're paying while they're still on the phone. Unless something's an emergency call.
Yeah, yeah,
no
yeah.
No other reason you should be on the
phone. Or if someone's paying and they put the money on the counter, I don't like it. If I see someone doing that, I'm like, just pick it up.
I remember.
Hand it to them.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Do you ever get money handed to you out of like a bra?
I got
butt money sent to me.
Or
given to me.
Before. I wouldn't have touched it.
It was basically.
The bra money is nearly as bad. Like,
the bra.
Just stand there like
juicy.
Thank God Apple Pay is really coming into swing Thank now. God,
you would literally smell it.
Yeah, no, I'm really just cash anymore, but yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
I had cash actually with me, like, sending a bit of it, but like when I was away, I don't know why I had cash in the first place, but like it was so weird paying, but I've never.
It's so fun.
I haven't, yeah.
It's got, like, Monopoly money. Yeah.
I was like, €50 for a block of cheese. Yeah. Grand.
It's great. No problem. Like,
yeah.
I could not tell you the last time I went to an ATM.
I know.
Nope.
I know, it's weird.
Don't know when. I just so never weird. Have cash. I just assume everything I can just tap on my phone.
I know.
Kind of good though, in the sense that I'm just bringing out less and less with me. Like, I literally just have a phone.
Yeah, and I feel like you actually look like mind what you're spending more rather than.
Oh, once I have cash, it flitters.
I think
away.
I literally bought cheese, two blocks of cheese for €30.
You all right?
Amsterdamian cheese though.
Did you bring it home or eat it all?
I brought it home.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I brought home. It's a big block, like, one's a big round.
How long will that last you?
Don't know.
Big cheese.
Big cheese. And then one's like one of them triangle block spiders. I'm really loving sandwiches lately, and I'm loving pasta with cheese and butter.
Don't you?
Yeah. That's just my current fixation. Like,
I wish I was a pasta girl.
Oh, I love pasta.
Can't get into it.
Butter and parmesan.
Never been into it.
Macaroni is nicest with it.
Only into long skate.
No, I don't like skate.
That's all.
Don't like it.
And my mum has
too long.
Has to cut it up for me.
I don't like that.
Okay, so joke. Too long. She cuts it up. Always cuts it up. I am 30 next year, guys. Just rhyming this as well. Yes, my mother still does cook my pasta for me sometimes.
I do like cups. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's my rant of the week. I was just pissed off because I just couldn't hear myself think.
Yeah.
Or focus.
My rant of the week is the pressure of the night out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Like, stop making me feel never bad good. For not being out. Just stop posting your night out. Just don't do it because I hate it.
It's never a good night though.
I can't tell you the last time I was out for New Year's Eve. I remember being in Diva once. That was probably the last time. That was years ago.
I do. I have been out, but like, I can't remember one that I'm like, wow, that was so good.
I lie. The last New Year's Eve I had was probably with you in town.
Yeah. That was actually good.
Was that 4 years ago?
Three?
No, it would have been four.
Would have been?
Yeah. Would have been four.
I don't think so. It's not 4 years. There's no way in hell that's 4 years ago.
3 years ago. 2022, then I was out as well. No, 2022.
You're right. I think it is because I was.
Is it?
No, sorry. I was in Mexico. Storm that year. Was it 2020? I went to Mexico or 2021. So it's either 3 or 4 years ago.
Sick.
Yeah.
I was out the following year, but it was not the same. But I just hate it. I just hate the pressure feeling like you're doing. So, like you have to do something.
Yeah.
I love staying in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really bad when I'm not with my mom and dad.
And then you're fresh the next day for the 1st of Jan.
But I, like 12 o'clock comes and I have the message written out to my mom and my dad and like as soon as 12 hits, I'll send it.
No.
I feel too bad being away from them. I don't know what it is.
It's so emotional.
It's something about it, yeah.
I know.
My mom and dad do the front and the back door thing. Oh, and like, yeah, you have to do all that. And like, it's just like, oh my God, that's another year gone.
I know.
Where did it go?
Yeah.
But yeah, big pressure. I can't wait to go to a ball on a New Year's.
Oh yeah, same.
That'd be real fun.
Yeah. Well, your friends.
Yeah.
Like, have a big table.
Go to a ball and
in
like
a castle.
Yeah, have everybody there and everybody's done up to their nines and all, everyone together. And but it's too hard to plan shit. Town is bedlam. You couldn't pay me money to go into town on New Year's.
Oh no. I done it once. It was actually a fun night. I went to Opium back when that was open. And that was good. But it's just it is a lot of pressure, you know what I mean?
Nah.
Yeah, I feel like I have to be doing something good. Yeah. Same with Stephen's night though.
Yeah, but I feel like Stephen's Night was always a bigger thing when you were younger. I used to love, like...
Yeah, why did that used to be such a thing?
I don't know. Maybe it was because we were too young to be in the pubs on, like, Christmas Eve. No, I definitely did do the pubs as well. What am I saying? I don't know, but Stephen's Night was...
The night. Was it because it was, like, the night you knew you'd see everyone?
Probably.
Because we used to go to the same place. Now everyone's dotted around the whole city.
Yeah, but, like, when you were younger, it was the one place where everyone went and you jollied up to your nines. And
yeah.
Now I look forward to staying in and watching a movie.
Is the frontal lobe just forms one day?
Forms and you just realise, you know what, you could. I'm not one but jealous
CBA.
Of
CBA.
Yeah. No. Not.
And I love how everyone's formed at the same time though, because I feel like we're all of the same mindset now.
We are.
Mm.
We're just old ladies.
Old ladies.
We can't be arsed with anything.
And then go on the rip sometimes.
Yeah. Have to let loose every now and again.
Yeah.
You need.
And then back into hibernation again. If you want to send in your rant, you can send it into homeidrink@goldownnow.com. If you agree with us, disagree. If you want to add any bits at all, any you want to rant about, just let us know.
Mm.
Sometimes you just need to vent.
Yeah, we are your vent listeners.
Yes.
Whatever they're called.
Yeah.
We'll take on board all your vents.
We'll take your problems on board.
Because more than likely we agree with 99% of them.
Probably. Because we're old hags.
We're like, same. Yeah. Fair.
Old moany hags. This is the segment where we get to give you very honest and very raw advice about what we do if we were you. It's called If I Was You. And we can't sit on the fence. We can't give you maybes, ifs. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. So these are sent into our email address again, which is homeidrink@goloudnow.com. We also get some info off like stories and stuff. If you want to follow us there, we often ask for like your input, which we would love. So this is today's If I Was You.
Mm-hmm. I really need your advice. I met a guy online and we really hit it off from the get-go. He does shift work and our schedules took a while to align. But after a month of talking, we finally got to meet up. Throughout that month, we really connected and talked about so much. I quickly developed feelings for him and got so excited about meeting him and seeing where it could go. However, a week or two before we met, he told me that he was moving to Australia in a couple of months but still wanted to pursue things with me. I was very confused as to why he just didn't tell me up front instead of waiting for time to pass and feelings got involved. I still met up with him, had a really great day, hit it off even more in person, and I'm really stuck about what to do because I know I'm just going to end up heartbroken. But I really do like this guy and feel like there's a great connection. Please help. We get stuff like this all the time. I can't remember what we say. If you catch us on a good day, we'll say, oh, it's fine in the moment. Just live in Delulu land. And you catch us on a bad day, we say, run, it's not worth your time. You're prolonging the heartbreak.
I feel like it's so typical that you always meet someone or someone always meets you when like you're
wrong
about
time.
To leave or like you're about, like something's about to happen or like quicker than you wanted after an ex, you break up, like just shit's timing.
Mm. Surprise him at the airport.
Like what's his
I'm coming.
Yeah,
I'm actually coming in your suitcase.
You moving to Australia.
Oh, me, literally. To a T, that is me.
I don't know. I feel like I'm like, why is he What does he expect to happen? He's the one moving. Is he starting seeing someone with the intention of still being with them when he's there?
Yeah.
Or like, is it for him just like a meantime?
Was it just to pass the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Until he was gone kind of thing? Or like,
yeah.
Like, if you're grand with it and you think you'll be able in the future for when he goes, like, to just go on a couple of dates with him here at home and then he goes. But like, let's be real about it. We're girls. We wear our hearts on our sleeves.
We're going to be devo.
We're going to be absolutely sobbing in the airport when he's off, waving him goodbye.
Yeah, because it's really hard to end things with someone when like the only reason is like something like that.
But it's hard
to... an arsehole, yeah. It's different. But like the only reason is because he's moving away. And then you're like, well, he's not gone yet. And you're like,
yeah.
You know,
it's also hard to end something with someone when it hasn't really officially happened. And you're thinking of like, oh my God, what this if? Could be so good. Yeah. That's sometimes harder because you're thinking of what it could have been kind of thing.
I would love to give you advice and say that, oh, you end up like, well, you can. But if I was you, which is what it is, I know I would still, if I really liked someone, I'd just stay seeing them. And I'd be like, oh, it's fine. Like, we'll figure out when you leave. Like, we'll figure something
out.
You'll
deal with the heartbreak in a while.
Yeah, deal with it then.
Will you?
That's what I would probably do. The smart thing to do would be to... cut it off or like see how you feel. If you're like not that invested in it and you think you can see him until he goes and then be like fine, a little bit sad but grand afterwards, then do like have your fun, go on dates. But I think if you know that you're going to be devo when he's gone, or like you're going to be sad if he doesn't want to continue things and you do,
yeah,
then again I'm like telling you to not to still see him, but I probably would.
It's in the so moment, hard. It's so much harder to be like...
So, when things are going well, like, yeah. You feel like, in a way, you're like, oh, it's so unfair. Like, why am I ending it?
Yeah. But
like,
if you do end it, then you're like, why did I do that? Like, yeah. I'm so happy seeing him. But if you do think you're going to save yourself in the long run...
It will save yourself in the long run.
You will. Yeah, yeah. You will be more...
You're ripping the plaster off.
Like, yeah.
A little bit heartbreak now for longer, better, longer results.
Yes. I think just say it to him. Just be like, listen.
Yeah.
Like, you're obviously moving away. Sorry, this couldn't develop something else. But
you
like,
could be like, you're obviously moving away. Like, what's your wanted outcome from this? Expected outcome? Like, do you think...
Because why did he... Like, why did it even begin if he was moving away?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Seedy about that.
Yeah. Like, is he saying, oh, I hope you come with me? Or like, well, I want to know what his vibe is.
Yeah. Maybe it is a case of, oh, I really like you, so I'd like you to come with me. But something in my red flag area is just saying he was just doing it past time. And
that doesn't even mean we're saying that he lies about liking it, but he could still really like you, but men think more short term. Mm-hmm. So he could really like you and he could really, if he stayed at home, see things going somewhere with you, but because Australia is in his like near future, he's like putting that off in his own head.
Yeah.
So I think you need to be the more rational one here and think more of yourself and about your feelings, I think, because men are a bit irrational. Think more of yourself, actually.
Aww. Yeah.
But yeah, please keep us updated. Let us know what his kind of vibe is. If you say it to him, what does he say?
Yeah, like, I want to know if he just says, oh, sorry, like, oops.
Yeah.
But like, why?
Why start? Why like hurt someone like that if you know you're going to go somewhere?
I think
but it also, it's shit time. I've heard this happen so many times.
And yeah.
It's shit time. And it's like the universe knows you're on someone and is like, here's the perfect person
that you love. Meet now before you go away. Like, yeah,
break your heart. Why not? Yeah,
Say it to him. Just say, come here, just obviously you're off to Australia. Just want to know what your intentions here are.
Yeah.
Mine are, if you want to say, this is what mine are. And I just don't really see how that can work with you going away.
You going away. Yeah.
Save us
it
both.
It doesn't align.
Yeah. It's not really.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Save yourself, girl.
Yeah, definitely. Send your dilemma or first or problem or rant to homeydrink@goloudnow.com. They're always anonymous as well. Mm-hmm. So don't worry. No one will ever know.
We don't even know.
We don't even know the names. We just have the dilemma. This is our only episode this week as we celebrate the new year.
Yeah!
Happy New Year, Bird.
Happy New Year, Bird.
We'll be back to our usual schedule from next week with another episode of Home and Drink Extra Juice on Monday and a main episode on Wednesday. We've had a little couple week break just for the Christmas. This year has been particularly hectic and crazy and insane. So we took a little time off. We have bonus episodes out that you can go back and listen to. We had one last week as well. Thanks so much to Pennies for sponsoring this episode. And don't forget to check out the collection of winter wardrobe essentials available in your nearest Pennies or Primark store now.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on right now. I can never get that out. It's a tongue twister for me. And Birds, we will talk to you in the new year. I hope you have...
Oh, we just said Happy New Year already.
Said it again.
Yay!
We love you, loves.
We love yous. And here's to another year. Biggest year yet of Home and Drink.
Woohoo!
Cheers.
Cheers.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.